Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Got a lot going on. If you are streaming on YouTube, you'll see that I'm in Jimmy Fallon's studio today. I did his radio show and did America's Newsroom this morning. I'm now doing this show. But we're only on 06 tonight because we got Penn State basketball. So we got to make the most of the next 2 hours. And let's do that. All right? Let's do it. Let's dig in. I was talking about the Epstein files earlier in the show, and I spent a lot of time on that. And I will certainly try to get back into that shortly, but there are some other things I want to mention. But the kind of crux of the Epstein thing is that the Republicans have botched this so badly. Total cluster. And now I think we're going to have to worry about people who get dragged through the mud on this, who had nothing to do with it. And that is the political issue that we're, and it's not even a political one, because these people, they're, you know, this is their reputations and everything else. It just botched in every way, shape, and form. So you can go back and listen to that if you like at the beginning of the show. Feel free to do that. But I wanted to play this for you. I wanted to play this and then kind of come back to that in just a little bit, because there's a lot here, obviously, on Epstein. It's the biggest story of the day. And now we're going from Epstein into the Republicans' handling of everything that had to do with this. And that's something. But when California, and we were talking about this with Kennedy just a little while ago, and California and the absolute fiasco that is Gavin Newsom. So the clip of Gavin Newsom saying that woke, if you're anti-woke, that's code for anti-black. He said this a couple days ago, and it's the usual Gavin Newsom stupidity, and you know he's all fired up and he's all angry. But there was a time where if you thought about California, the first thing that would come to your mind would be, well, gold, if you were of a certain time, right? Remember the gold rush to San Francisco. But you would think movies. You would think Hollywood. You would think the golden age of Hollywood. You would think movies being made there, TV shows being movie stars and swimming pools, right? That was a thing. That was Hollywood, California. So what we were talking about this morning was this guy, Glenn Powell, who's an actor, who is in Top Gun Maverick, and he's now on the Chad Power Show, and he's kind of everywhere. He's quickly becoming like the new it guy in, I would say, Hollywood, but it's not Hollywood. It's actually Austin, Texas. So he moves down to Austin. He's from Texas originally, goes to Texas, and Vanity Fair writes a whole story about him and how he decided enough is enough with California. He wanted to get away from it all. But what is kind of buried in the story is the fact that he's got his production company. And it's set up in Austin, Texas now, because Austin has become, in many ways, a new hub for filmmaking, TV, radio. Joe Rogan went down there. A lot of other guys went down there, living down there, living the dream. Georgia also doing the same thing in a lot of ways. But what I found interesting was that as you kind of peel back the layers of this a little bit, you realize that California is facing a number of crises, people fleeing the state for places like Texas, like Florida, industries leaving the state, industries around energy, which have said enough is enough, we can't deal with it. But then there's another factor. Hollywood has left the state of California. Hollywood has abandoned California for a variety of reasons, but you really have to go back to COVID and those draconian lockdowns by that madman, Gavin Newsom, and his slick, disgusting hair and his absolute arrogance and hubris, locking everybody down in by far the most draconian way west of the Mississippi. I mean, this guy was so bad, he made Gretchen Whitmer, who was a tyrant, look kind of okay. And it particularly hurt the number one industry for California, the entertainment industry, at least for Southern California, the entertainment industry. Now, California has other industries, but that's the one a lot of people think of. And when you start digging into this a little bit, you find out there's a number of factors involved here. Number one is that it's the cost of living in California is just out of control. The taxes are out of control. The regulations are out of control. It's the opposite of the kind of place you would imagine where you'd want to be if you wanted to start a new venture, like, say, a production company. You couldn't keep up with the requirements and the unions and everything else that you got to deal with. You couldn't do it. So you wouldn't. You wouldn't even try. But if you're already over there, you start thinking about, well, how can we make money in other places? So you keep a presence in Los Angeles, keep a presence in Hollywood, but you start filming in other places. Then the wildfires hit, a completely preventable fiasco. If they had just dealt with the power companies and dealt with PG&E, we've talked about this with our friend Susan Crabtree. If they dealt with the failing infrastructure, if they've done the kind of things they were supposed to do to prevent that from happening, and they didn't. So there's that factor of this, right? Now, Joe Rogan was talking to this comedian who was basically saying right now, I'm terrified of Gavin Newsom. I don't want to be, I see this guy and he scares me. So what I was saying today was Hollywood is losing comedians and actors and production companies, and these other places are scooping them up right now. But it's not just about tax credits. It'd be very easy to turn around and blame this all on tax credits that are offered by places like Georgia and Texas and say, well, yeah, naturally, I mean, because California just passed a $750 million tax credit for the movie and TV industry. And they did that because Gavin Newsom is now trying to save the industry after years and years. But it wasn't just the fact that these people, that these other places started giving tax breaks. What really happened is a number of factors. Cost of living getting out of control. The minimum wage, one of the highest minimum wages in the entire country. The regulations around production and around movies and TV. The taxes, the high taxes on everything in California. Then you combine that with the wildfires. You combine that with everything else, and people say, enough is enough, and I'm out. And it's really scary, because when we were there back in March, and I was doing the PragerU book club, which is now out. You can see it now on PragerU.com and on YouTube, and I posted it on social, too. And I went there, and I talked to Michael Knowles, who'll be on the show tomorrow, and we talked about Animal Farm. But while I was there, I said, let's go to Universal Studios. Universal Studios Hollywood, which is a theme park, but it's also a studio. It's a working studio. And part of the rides, you can do a studio tour. So we jumped in. I love movies, as you know. I'm a movie buff. And we did a whole studio tour. And the whole day we were there, there was only one thing they were shooting. And it was a reality show, and it was not even the full show. And other than that, nothing was happening there in all of Universal Studios. Now, we went by an office that had a green and purple balloon. You can probably guess what that is. That's the office for the... And the guy on the tour says it. He goes, now look over there at the balloons, kids. That's Wicked. And my daughter, Claire, was like, wait, did they film Wicked there, Dad? I said, no. And the tour operator explained that's where the producer for Wicked's office is. Well, think about that. They don't film it there, but the producer has an office there, so they put Wicked balloons on there so that when the tour goes by what will be otherwise drab buildings on a studio lot, they can at least see fun balloons that are green and purple. Think about that. But no, it's not shot there. So we go around, and the tour operator's like, that's where they filmed Dracula. And I'm thinking a modern iteration, maybe Bram Stoker's Dracula, or like the original with Bela Lugosi Dracula and Frankenstein. That's the Psycho House. My kids don't know these movies. They showed us where they filmed a couple scenes from War of the Worlds with Tom Cruise. That was probably the most recent movie that they shot there, and that movie came out in 2017, I think. They showed us Amity, Jaws. But it's a recreation. They didn't shoot the original Jaws there, but they built that because they needed something to show people. And what the tour operator was saying is, he goes, well, it's a quiet day today, but, you know, some days you get to see movie stars and everything like this, because Quentin Tarantino shot Once Upon a Time in Hollywood a couple scenes right here on this street, right here on this block. And he showed us that. But that's about it. Otherwise, dead. Completely dead. So they have to add, they added rides to the studio tour now. So you go at one point, and then like a tidal wave comes, and there's a fire and everything like this. They had to do that because you're getting people on this, and you got to show them something. And you can't, you can only get so far showing them this, the shooting locations of very old movies that kids today have no idea what they are. Or otherwise, you're going to have a lot of kids going on social media and saying how freaking boring the Universal Studio Tour is. But the problem is, all these studios are having the same problem because the industry has left the state of California. Now, if you think I'm exaggerating, because you might say to yourself, all right, Zioli, you just hate Gavin Newsom's guts, and you know. Local TV out there did it, and News Nation did an entire piece on this about why Hollywood productions are leaving California. Now, I'm going to talk over this a little bit, but I want you to take a listen to this and understand that, yes, there are tax breaks that are offered in other places, but this is a much bigger problem. And it really all goes back to Gavin Newsom. It really does. He took a problem and made it worse during the pandemic, and then made it worse by having the highest cost of living, some of the highest taxes, and then it all just came to a perfect storm where that's it. Say goodbye to Hollywood, to quote Billy Joel, and take a listen.
It's the 76th Emmy Award.
Watch the Emmy Awards and you'll see the glitz and glamour. But the streets of Hollywood and the unemployed tell a different story. Some living in cars and struggling.
I've lost my job. It's everything. It's family, it's community, it's where I've worked for almost the last 30 years.
Stats show Hollywood is dead. California's COVID lockdowns, fires, high taxes, streamers and YouTube. TV shoots are down more than 50%.
So how bad is it out here in LA? I'm about to get onto a major movie studio backlot to check it out.
No one on the outside is supposed to see this, but I walked around and it was like a ghost town. I didn't see anyone. Workers told me it used to be bustling here with actors and crew, but now these sound stages are empty.
I was just walking around one of the studio lots out here, right outside the car here, and it's just dead. I mean, there's no one there. Everything is empty. There's not even anyone really walking around. What do you think is going on here?
Yeah, well, it was like that when I left to come over to Italy to work on film, and it was
Mel Gibson talking.
It was already like an episode of The Twilight Zone. You know, places were deserted, and for more than one reason. What's going on there? Well, the industry is dying there.
I spoke with Academy Award-winning actor
and director
Mel Gibson.
Now, let's pause it right there for a second. All right, so the guy says the studio lots are dead, and the industry's declined, and these people don't have jobs. And he talks to Mel Gibson. So the president asked Mel Gibson to become basically like an ambassador, you know, for purposes of Hollywood. And the president has said he wants to bring movies back to America because a lot of them are being shot overseas. Okay. But understand why. So back up to 2020. It's the pandemic. It's COVID. Tom Cruise is trying to get Top Gun Maverick done. It's basically almost all shot. They have to do editing. They have to do other things. But they're not allowed to go to work. So the industry has been completely shut down. It's the same problem he's going to run into when he does Mission Impossible, the part one, part two, whatever it is. Same problem. What does he do? He goes to England. Why? Because they'll let him work there. They'll let him finish the movie there. And California would not. And I remember being back on Mornings back then and talking about a lot of these local mom and pop catering companies that service the Hollywood studio lots. And they were not allowed to be in business. But nobody was allowed to be in business. So these people were going on and how they were losing their livelihoods. But Newsom would not allow these people to work. And as a result of that, they went out of business. They were done. They're like, well, they're not shooting anything here. They can't shoot anything here. Our whole business is catering. We're the catering trucks that come out to the lots and serve the actors and the talent and the production people and everything like this. But they're not shooting. He's not letting them shoot anything. So now we can't make any money. So now we're out of business. And so keep all that in mind, because I know what's going to happen. I know that as the presidential race kicks in, Newsom, like, he blames the fires on climate change, will blame the exodus of this industry on these other states giving tax breaks. And it's not. It's his draconian policies. It is his out of control spending. It's the high taxes. It's all the things. All the things. And Mel Gibson does a very good job right here of explaining all that. Go ahead.
Who's in Italy filming the sequel to The Passion of the Christ. He says it's much less expensive to shoot movies halfway around the world, which was the case on another one of his recent movie shoots.
It was cheaper, more cost effective to fly the entire American crew, buy them air tickets, fly them to Bulgaria, house them, feed them for 3 days, and do the shooting there for 3 days rather than to just shoot for 1 day locally in Los Angeles, where they all lived.
Closer to home, states like Georgia and Texas have attracted movie makers with incentives. Texas giving productions $150 million a year. California Governor Gavin Newsom did sign a new film and TV tax credit, but many industry insiders say it's yet to make a difference, especially with aggravating factors like California's cost of living and the fires.
I was out there with you at your house.
Now let's pause it right there again. Justin, you don't have to come back to me. You just keep it on the screen. Let's pause it right there for a second. Think about that now. California's out of control cost of living and the wildfires. All right. So we talked about that with Kennedy. We talked about the wildfires and we talked about how it was preventable. And we talked about how you absolutely 100% this could have been avoided, all that. Okay. Now, you add all this in, add all this up, and you see how this is all landing at this guy. And there are now articles being written about, well, Hollywood's decline was a long time coming. If you're the guy in charge, when your state's industry, the one that is most associated with it, and it all happens under your watch, you got to get the blame for that. That's got to be on your permanent record. It'd be the equivalent of being the governor of Michigan when Detroit officially goes under as the car capital of the country. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. And whether or not it's you can go back to before Gavin Newsom was governor or not is irrelevant. Gavin Newsom ran on the idea that he would be trying to make sure that California stayed as the mecca of this industry, which you got to remember something. There are a lot of people who work in that industry who are not multi-million dollar celebrities with 19 chimneys. They're guys who build sets. They're guys and gals who drive the trucks and do the catering for the sets. And they're people that do there are a lot of blue collar jobs associated with the movie and television industry. A lot. There's probably more of that than there are of talent. Like any other production, when you go on the set for something, like even just today. I mean, I go on the set for America's Newsroom and I wind up, I'm looking at, you know, there's like four guys working the camera. There's a woman who comes over and does the microphone. There are the people behind the glass who are handling all the production. And then there's just the two hosts. Everybody else associated with that, they're all people working in the microphone, lighting, technical aspect of all that. Those kind of jobs, there's a lot of them, or was a lot of them out there. They could not afford to live in California anymore because they're not getting salaries of movie stars. They're decent jobs. I mean, you know, it's good living, and a lot of them are union, and they're protected by union, but not enough where they could stay in that state. So as this jackass ramps up his run for president, understand something. He was driving out a lot of these people who said, I can't afford to live here anymore. I mean, I love what I do, and I love the industry, but I can't afford to be here anymore, so I'm leaving. So they packed up, got a U-Haul, and what was his attitude? His attitude was, if you don't like it, leave. Go ahead and leave. If you don't like California, maybe we're not your state. It's kind of like what Murphy said, too, his royal ruggedness, when he said, if taxes are your issue, maybe we're not your state. That was the mentality of the left. It's like, well, you don't like it here? You're anti-science? You don't want to pay taxes? You don't believe in climate change? Leave. And people said, all right, and did. All right, keep going.
Sad site there that burned down during the fires.
Yeah.
Do you think, I mean, will you come back to L.A.? Will this be your home forever, or are you just done with it?
I'm not done with it. I mean, look, my heart is there. I think it's a beautiful state. Unfortunately, it's just been mismanaged in the worst possible way by our present administration.
Yeah, it's the present administration of Gavin Newsom has been the thing. So, I mean, you could go back and you can highlight things. You can say, well, you know, the industry itself has been having, every industry has had hiccups and challenges in every industry. But the difference is his policies, instead of reversing the trend, his policies led to the trend escalating exponentially. From the time of 2020, from COVID in 2020 to now 2025. So much so that in the recent budget that was passed, $750 million that they don't have, by the way, in California to try to throw at the movie and TV industry to try to keep them in California. That's how bad it's gotten. And you know, you can blame DVDs and you can blame tax credits in other states. I'm telling you, those things are, they are part of the problem, but not the whole problem. If that had been a state that was business friendly, that was a tax friendly environment, that was a state you could afford to live in, they would not be in this problem right now. They would not be in this issue. The reason why that actor Glenn Powell decided to move back to Texas and start his production company there is because he's a very smart man who knows he will do much better there. Not just because of the tax breaks that Texas offers, but the lower quality, the lower cost of living, the better quality of life people are going to get, the fact that there's going to be freedom for people in Texas. So you say to those same set builders and designers and key grips and electricians and all the plumbers and all the other people that when you start to write off Hollywood as being just a bunch of woke commies, you forget about those people and you say, yeah, but you know, all these people that actually work for a living, well, would they rather be in California barely getting by, having to pay $5 a gallon gas, having to deal with wildfires, having to deal with all this nonsense, or would they rather live in Austin and get a job working at, say, Glenn Powell's production studio, working on TV shows and getting a good wage, not getting killed by taxes, being able to buy a house they can afford and have a state that's well managed? It's not that complicated. It really isn't. It's not that complicated. But I think showcasing this is very important as this guy gets ready to run for president. And there, I'm seeing more and more puff pieces being written about Gavin Newsom. I'm seeing more and more TV shows now. Media people who are praising him. They love this guy. They love this guy. And here's what he said about woke and how he manages to make anybody who's anti-woke racist. Take a listen.
You got the Supreme Court talking about getting rid of the Voting Rights Act, and that's very real.
Yeah.
That may likely happen in just a matter of months. I mean, they're rewriting history, censoring historical facts. It's a unbelievable moment. All this anti-woke stuff is just anti-black.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Full stop. All the CRT, ESG, DEI stuff, that's all this is. Mm-hmm. It's this great purge, and it's happening in real time. And I'm sitting here, and I feel like, you know, luckily I'm governor, but like, we're not doing enough. Right. We're not calling this out. We're not mm-hmm. drawing a line here. And again, it's not about Democrats or Republicans. Mm-mm. It's about who we've
right
are,
and wrong,
man. Yeah,
right and wrong.
Right and wrong. Daylight and dark.
Anti-woke stuff is just anti-black, period. Full stop. Jackass. That's what he is. Let's see on the YouTube chat. Let's see. Is it Lucia? But Austin is super liberal. Not most of Texas, but Austin and a chunk of Houston is blue. Yeah, I mean, you don't have to live there, though. You can work there. I mean, a lot of these people get jobs in the entertainment areas, but they don't have—they don't live there necessarily. You can commute, but you'll still be way ahead of it if you're in Austin working on a TV production, even if you got to deal with lefties by the University of Texas and all the professors, versus being in California in a heartbeat. I mean, that's—I mean, that's—it's a no-brainer. He destroyed that industry. His COVID policies, his taxes, his spending, his mismanagement of the wildfires, it's all on him. And everybody needs to understand that. And I will make sure that I do my part to make sure that people know that. All right, listen, Bob's Little Sports Shop has something great coming up for you for Black Friday. And this is really cool stuff because I love Bob's, and I am excited about the fact that Bob's Little Sports Shop is our sponsor. I've always wanted them to be our sponsor. I've always loved them, what they do, and they stand for freedom, and they stand for liberty. This Black Friday, coming up, you save 5% off any firearm purchase. Now, you must pay in full, and store credit and layaways are excluded. You get six-hour range cards on sale for half off. Only $60. So, again, six-hour range cards on sale, half off, $60 for 6 hours of range time. That's great. Or you can pick up a six-month range membership on sale for only $125. Now, you'll also earn Bob's Bucks. Every $100 you spend, you're going to get $5 in Bob's Bucks to use throughout the month of December on any purchase, excluding New Jersey hunting licenses and gift cards. But any other purchase, there you go. You'll get the money, $5 in Bob's Bucks for every $100 you spend. It's great. Bob's has instructors that are NRA and range safety certified. It's also a place that can host you for a Christmas party. And you want to do something totally different? I'm tired of just catering, you know, going to a restaurant. Do something different. Go to Bob's. Everybody will have some great time at the range. You do not have to be experienced. You don't even have to know how to fire a gun. They'll help you. But you'll have a great time learning, and experienced shooters alike, everybody will be treated great by the NRA certified instructors. No food, no alcohol or drugs permitted on premises. That's the only downside. But you'll be okay with that. Probably better. Probably smart. So check them out by going to BobsLittleSportsShop.com. Call them. They're filling up fast for the holiday season. And check out these great Black Friday specials. 5% off any firearm purchase. And also, you can get six-month range memberships on sale for only $125. And six-hour range cards on sale for half off, only $60. The deals are endless at Bob's Little Sports Shop. BobsLittleSportsShop.com. This ad sponsored by Bob's Little Sports Shop.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
All right, the big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, Veneria Dental. Two locations to serve you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Don't let those year-end benefits expire. Reach out to Dr. Mike and see what they can do. Just call the office at 856-786-2020, 856-786-2020, and they'll be able to take great care of you, okay, Dr. Mike Veneria. There are some other stories, too. There's some local stories I want to chat about as we go on today with the show. But I also wanted to mention, too, you know, the issue of the commercial driver's licenses, and we're going to talk to Stacey Garrity about this on Friday because she's running for governor of Pennsylvania, and she's looking into this now in Pennsylvania and how it relates to people who are given CDLs who don't speak English and they're not citizens of this country. They can't pass basic road tests. They can't. And again, California, right? We've been talking about this with California over and over again. And the Secretary of Transportation, Sean Duffy, was on Fox Business with Maria Bartiromo and was talking about the CDLs that were issued to foreigners. It's amazing to think about how many of these were given out. And you know that in these blue states, they don't care. They're just, everybody gets a license. You get a license and you get a license and you get a license. And we're talking about this now because we've had some major tragedies, but those tragedies have shined a light on a problem, which is these blue states that just hand these things out. And it's outrageous. And we also had a Secretary of Transportation in Little Pete Buttigieg, who also did not care. And they were helping these people because they were like, they got to work. So give them a CDL. It doesn't matter. And I mean, it's a real problem, but it's an opportunity for Republicans to deal with it and address it. No doubt about that. Here's Duffy, cut 16.
ICE situation, ICE arresting a man from Uzbekistan earlier this month while he was driving a commercial truck in Kansas. DHS says this 31-year-old Akhwar Bozorov was led into the country by Joe Biden's administration. He was wanted in Uzbekistan in 2022 for alleged ties to terrorism. He was granted work authorization in the United States in early 2024. His commercial driver's license was issued in Pennsylvania, and the photo that DHS released even shows him having a real ID, Secretary. You've gone after California for issuing 17,000 commercial driver's licenses to illegals. Is it time to federalize CDL certifications? What are you doing here? And I mean, it's just astounding to me that someone who was tied to terrorism in Uzbekistan actually got a license to drive a commercial vehicle in Kansas.
Yeah, so first off, it goes to show you that Joe Biden and his administration didn't do any background checks on who is coming into the country. They offered them asylum and they offered them work authorizations and then allowed them to go out and get commercial driver's licenses and operate on American roads, endangering American citizens. And so we have had new rules that have come out to say, you know what, we're going to tighten this up. If you come legally, you have a visa, or you're coming from one state to another, you can get what's called a non-domiciled CDL. These are the licenses that these foreigners are using. But to tighten up the rules means we're going to have more safety on American roads. But you mentioned 17,000 from California. We think other states have also issued many illegally commercial driver's licenses. There were 200,000 non-domiciled CDLs issued to foreigners.
Wow.
We think 194,000 of them were issued illegally.
Oh my goodness.
And would not comply with our new rule. And so again, you've aired these crashes, Maria.
Yeah.
They're horrific. When people can't understand the English language, they can't read signs, and they don't know the rules of our road.
Terrible.
That's a problem. Americans aren't safe.
And all right, let me jump in here. So thank you. So Pennsylvania State Treasurer and Republican candidate for Governor Stacey Garrity is calling for a full investigation into the issuance of a CDL to this supposed terrorist named Akhwar Bozorov. Akhor Bazarov. The 31-year-old Bazarov was wanted in his home country of Uzbekistan. This is from Politics PA. Belonging to a terrorist organization, according to the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. The Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, ICE, arrested him in Kansas on November 9th while he was working as a commercial truck driver with a CDL issued by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Borisov was issued the CDL license from PennDOT in July 2025 after being granted work authorization in January of 2024. In late September, the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration within Department of Transportation amended the federal regulations for state driver's licensing agencies, issuing commercial driving credentials to foreign domiciled individuals. The changes were designed to the security of the CDL issuance process and enhance the safety of commercial motor vehicle operations, blah, 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 blah. Quote from Tricia McLaughlin, the Assistant Secretary of Homeland Security, not only was Akhor Bazarov a wanted terrorist released into the country by the Biden administration, he was also given a commercial driver's license by Governor Shapiro's Pennsylvania. This should go without saying, but terrorist illegal aliens should not be operating 18-wheelers on American highways. President Biden and Alejandro Mayorkas, former National Security Director, or Homeland Security, allowed countless terrorists to come into our country. Stacey Garrity seized upon the news and called for an investigation into the issuance of the CDL by PennDOT, calling out Governor Josh Shapiro and Secretary of Transportation Mike Carroll. Quote, and she'll be on the show with us, I believe, on Friday. The people of Pennsylvania need to know why a suspected terrorist was granted a CDL on Josh Shapiro's watch. This is a fundamental breach of our national security, and a full accounting for this failure must be opened. Governor Shapiro needs to fully investigate and answer for how a suspected terrorist was able to be granted a CDL, as well as review all licenses issued to ensure no other violent individuals slip through the cracks of the Shapiro administration. Garrity went on to say, Governor Shapiro must hold anyone who is responsible for this failure accountable. The buck stops at his desk. Josh Shapiro must answer why his administration allowed a suspected terrorist to drive and transport cargo freely. If officials are concerned about this, they should redirect their attention to DHS Secretary Kristi Noem, who managed this is what the governor's press secretary said. If officials are concerned, they should redirect their attention to DHS Secretary Kristi Noem, who manages the federal database that is checked before any Pennsylvania licenses are issued to non-citizens, said Rosie Lepowski, the governor's press secretary. PennDOT spokeswoman Alexis Campbell said the department followed the law, saying, quote, whenever a non-citizen applicant applies for a CDL in Pennsylvania, PennDOT reviews the necessary immigration and naturalization documents and completes the federal process for verifying lawful presence, confirming the non-citizen's legal status in real time using the Department of Homeland Security's SAVE database before issuing a license. If the applicant clears the federal SAVE process, which confirms the applicant is residing in the U.S. under legal status and successfully meets all the criteria, a license is issued. PennDOT completes these two checks to confirm legal status within the federal government every time it issues a license to a non-citizen and has followed this process without exception in 2025. The point here is you've now given Garrity an opportunity to go after Shapiro and attack him on something that is very, very relevant to people, and that is the safety of the roads. So this is a wonderful example of how in politics you can take something, and they're turning around and saying, well, we just go by the federal database. That's not going to fly. That's not going to fly with people. Because when you're driving on the roads, you want to know that every other driver out there is safe and is not a Uzbekistan terrorist and is and can speak English and follow the signs and everything else. You want to know these things. And it's an issue that is very real to people because they see these tragedies that occur. And then they think, could that have been prevented? And the answer is yes, it could have been prevented. So you've just given Garrity now who quite frankly has been trying to find a way to really get some news in this in the early part of this governor's race, a great opening here. And I think it's smart of her to attack Shapiro on this. I really do. I think it's smart. And if their answer is going to be, well, it's not our fault, it's the feds, we just checked the database. I don't think that's going to fly, because you know as well as I do that the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania doesn't just simply on most things just go by what the feds say. Because if that was the case, well, then Josh Shapiro would not be allowing sanctuary cities in his state, right? He wouldn't have allowed Philadelphia to be one. He would have said, no, you got to follow federal law. We have to cooperate with federal law. We can't allow this in my state. I'm governor. No. And we also know that the state, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, in many areas, takes additional checks above the federal checks as well. So that's not going to fly. But good for Garrity for using this as an entree into the upcoming governor's race, which will happen next year, because it's going to be a battle. And, you know, it's easy to think that Josh Shapiro is just going to walk right into reelection, but they're certainly going to give him a run for his money and at least force him to have to denounce all the things that the Democrats don't want another Democrat denouncing. And he's going to have to, what she's going to wind up doing with Shapiro, which I think is great, win or lose, is she's going to wind up having to force Josh Shapiro to denounce all kinds of Democrat policies, which is going to also hurt him as he tries to gear up for a presidential run in 2028, because he's going to upset his own party if he wants to survive as governor of Pennsylvania. And then he's going to risk then getting clobbered in the primary as he runs for president in 2028. So this is a good issue, and I'm glad she's all over this. Let me tell you about Emmons Roofing and Siding. You know, we talk about American-made products all the time. You want to avoid tariffs. You want to avoid delays. You want to avoid crap made in China. Easy. Use Emmons. Emmons Roofing and Siding. My go-to company. My go-to contractor. My great friends. You're going to get American-made roofing products. The Owens Corning Shingle. The best there is out there. And made in New Jersey, as a matter of fact. And Emmons is platinum certified. That means they have the highest designation, platinum certified contractor, which means you get a lifetime warranty on the materials and also the workmanship. Now, Owens Corning takes this stuff very seriously. They do spot checks on their platinum contractors to make sure they're living up to that standard. Emmons passes every time. They also use Pella Doors and Windows, which are made by the Amish in Ohio, Anderson Windows, which are made right in our area in the United States of America. They use CertainTeed Siding, made right outside of Philly. So you know you're getting the best of the best when it comes to quality materials, and you're also going to get the best of the best when it comes to workmanship. And don't forget, Emmons has a kitchen and bathroom remodeling division, and we're using Emmons to remodel the kids' bathroom, that train wreck S show from the 1980s with the pink tub and just awful tile, and it's definitely ready for an upgrade, and Emmons is going to do that. Their design experts, Krista and Pete, came over, gave us some 3D renderings with lots of options for everything from the tub to the faucets to the shower and all the fixtures, and I'm really happy about that because they came up with ideas that, quite frankly, we never would have thought of before, like a freestanding tub. I didn't even know they had such things, except for those like old school like claw tubs like your grandma might have had. But no, these are modern and beautiful, and that's the thing that Emmons will do. They'll help you figure out what works for your space, and they did a great job in my old house remodeling the bathroom, so I know they're going to do a great job with the new house as well. So reach out to them today, EmmonsRoofing.com. Get that roof inspected before winter really gets going. You'll get the best in the business lifetime warranty on materials and workmanship. They serve our whole region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. EmmonsRoofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
By the way, Justin, have you heard have we talked about this, the Trent Reznor, Atticus Finch cover of this song?
No, I don't think we have.
You should find it. It's pretty good.
I'll see if I can find a good rip of it. I don't know if it's on Spotify, but
okay.
I might try and work it into the show at some point tomorrow.
Nice. We have another dance video. Oh, good, excellent. We haven't played this one, huh? Doctors dancing at COP 30. No. Canadian doctors. Sanis, speak. Sanis,
can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm talking to Justin. We weren't sure what you were queuing up. It's about as terrible as you'd imagine it to be.
I mean, it's your clip. You found it. I didn't find it. What do you mean you didn't know what I was talking about? It's your clip.
You said it was a new dance video, and nobody
doctors
knew
dance it. How did nobody know what I'm talking about? Let me read you what's on the show sheet. Doctors dance at COP 30 to demand a fossil fuel phase out. I'm sorry, but this is all the evidence I need to fight back against Linda Kern's wacky lawsuit, because you literally wrote that. You put it on the show sheet, and did you not write that?
I wrote it, yeah.
How did you then not know what I was talking about when I said a dance video?
All right, well, it wasn't top of mind when you mentioned dancing. I thought that this was some sort of, like, Newman Price music video. I think that's what Justin thought you were referring to as
well.
Don't
blame Justin. Don't throw Justin under the bus.
He wanted to talk to me first. I'm blaming Justin. This is 100% his fault.
Whoa. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Throw him right under the bus. That is outrageous.
Yes, there is a dance video on the cut sheet. Yes, cut 20.
Can't say cut Canadian sheet.
Oh, sorry, show sheet.
It's an Odyssey policy. Is it Talk Radio 1210 to a PhD policy? We're not allowed to say what's on the cut sheet. The words what is on the cut sheet are not, we can't say that.
I'll get an email from Greg.
I get an email, yeah.
We can say what's occurring on the show sheet. That's okay.
Oh, yeah, because that's how normal people talk. What is wrong with you? What's occurring on the show sheet?
God, you sicken me.
I'm just trying to keep us out of trouble.
We've gotten an email from either stalker, sales, or traffic. What's another one to the list?
Yeah, what's one more? No, but I love how we have this on here, and you just completely throw Justin under the bus. Poor Justin.
Just try my best to do everything in the studio, because somebody decided, oh, I'm going to produce the show from Arizona. So I have to do everything in the studio by myself.
Let's get back to our pre-planned segment.
On that note, Justin,
happening on the cut sheet.
And thank God that you're here, by the way. I can just say that after having dealt with you not being here. Thank God you're here. And let me just say that for the record. So you're appreciated, Justin. And I, for one, as the host of this show, I'm not going to sit here and let the executive producer just completely throw you under the bus for his work.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
That's outrageous.
We have a lot of clips. I didn't commit all of them to memory.
I know. It's easy to forget. Doctors dance at COP 30 to demand a fossil fuel phase out. I could easily see how you'd go, wait, what dance clip is he referring to? What?
Okay. Well, if you had read the entirety of the clip's title, I would have known precisely what you were discussing. But all you said was a new dance clip.
Okay.
Well, anyway, can we listen and watch cut number 20? It's
horrible.
Yes, we can.
Yes,
it's even worse than you're imagining.
All right, let's do it. Go ahead.
In through the nose, out through the mouth. Fossil fuels gotta get phased out.
Oh, God.
In through the nose, out through the mouth. Fossil fuels gotta get phased out. In nose.
We need to make sure that our negotiators understand that a transition to clean energy also prevents local toxic health impacts from resource extraction. We haven't even studied those health impacts. So those numbers, those health costs, are not on anybody's budget table. They are treated as uncounted externalized health costs, and that is unacceptable. So transitioning to a clean energy environment will decrease air pollution, decrease water pollution, and allow our healthcare systems to continue to function appropriately to take care of not only this generation but other generations.
I mean, are we all just fools? Make some noise if you think we should stop.
Wow. Wow. This is bad. These are doctors. These are doctors. These are physicians. These people prescribe medicine to people.
They're all wearing stethoscopes, too, which is nice.
I wonder why we have a healthcare crisis. These lunatics, they should be in mental hospitals, being treated by doctors, not giving medical advice out to people. Oh, man. That is bad. That is really bad. Still no excuse for you not knowing what it was, especially after that.
All you said was dance clip. I didn't know what you were referencing.
Lee Pervorsky, fire his ass, please. If it was a discussion about a brioche bun, he would have forgotten about it. He wouldn't have forgotten about it.
Good point.
Yeah, good point. Oh, believe me, Lee, if I had the power, if I had the authority, I'm just the host. I just work here, too. Oh, if Justin and I could have our way. Oh, man. No, you know what'll happen? I got to be careful, Justin, because Linda Kearns will add something in there about tortious interference of his ability to make a living or something like that. She'll find some legalese that we're trying to deprive Matt DeSantis of the money he needs to buy creamy vanilla Cokes and brioche bologna sandwiches.
Kale lasagna.
And kale lasagna, exactly.
Like a lawyer.
Yeah. To the tortious interference with his ability to make a living. Oh, she's going to be filling in for Dawn next week. That's great. I'm excited for her.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, she texted me about that today. That's wonderful.
She'll be very good.
She'll be great. I know. I wanted her to fill in on this show, but I guess she was busy. So that's fine. Whatever. I'm not offended.
You sound a little offended.
And she's going to be really disappointed that she's not going to get to work with you next week, Matt. So
yeah, that's true. I won't be. Well, I'll be there, but I don't know if we'll cross paths.
Unbelievable.
All right, let me tell you. At noon. That's so early.
Oh, my God. Honestly, honest to God. All right, listen, Tri-County Auto Group. You know, yesterday we showed you the beautiful Jeep that Brian Krieger donated and Cheryl to the Travis Manning Foundation. I love Tri-County. I think they do such great work. They're great people, and they have really incredible specials going on right now at Tri-County Auto for you as we get into the holiday season and Black Friday specials as well. So what are you in the mood for? Are you in the mood for a Toyota, or do you want to go Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram? Either way, you will have amazing options when it comes to financing, when it comes for leasing, when it comes to just being taken care of, because they're going to take great care of you. And that's the key with Tri-County Auto, whether it is Toyota or it's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. They're great people, and they love us, and we love them because they are our official car sponsor. So let me tell you about some of the specials they have right now. For example, you can buy, if you want to, a Toyota 2025 RAV4 LE all-wheel drive and get 4.75% financing for 72 months. If you want to go Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, the wrap up the year sales event happening right now.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.